Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney.
Hi, I'm Patrick Devaney.
From Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We are your neighbor, your friend. We are your real estate professionals. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping you buy and sell homes for many generations. Check out jruddy.com, like us on Facebook, and listen every Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11:30 for the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Happy Holidays!
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Merry Christmas. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Patrick Devaney.
Can you believe it's almost Christmas?
I can't
believe it's almost Christmas. Wasn't it like summer like 2 weeks ago?
That's what it seems.
Oh, my gosh.
Life is flying by.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Just flying by.
Flying. We have with us the second week in a row, Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the Public Utility Commission, the PUC. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
Robin.
Merry Christmas.
You too. I also can't believe it's almost Christmas.
I hope you're ready.
I'm usually not ready till about 2 days before.
Okay. So you got some time.
You work well under pressure then.
Exactly. I work best under pressure.
Excellent. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
Yes. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. You can, if there's a topic we haven't covered, if you want to hear it, email us and we'll get to it, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, check out the webcam and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
We're always looking for fresh, new ideas for interesting topics to discuss on our radio show as it relates to real estate. So don't be shy. Let us know what you'd like to hear about. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC. Again, good morning and Merry Christmas. Could you let me know what the Public Utility Commission does and doesn't do, please?
So the PUC is the state agency that kind of regulates utility companies across the state. So we balance the needs of consumers and utilities. So it's a nice little balancing act of safeguarding consumers and also making sure that utility companies are running smoothly and profitably and legally.
Last week we talked about the electric suppliers and checking our bills to make sure that we're paying a good rate, maybe shopping around, how to conserve power, those types of things. And we still have some topics that we need to discuss regarding electricity. And mm-hmm. One of the things that you have is a newer type of program that helps transition non-shopping residential customers into the market?
Yes, that's correct. We just a little over a year ago, we launched this program that's finally catching on called the Standard Offer Program. So this is a program where, you know, there's a lot of people that are either hesitant to switch to a different supplier because they hear these horror stories and they're just comfortable where they are. But the Standard Offer Program really offers immediate savings, and it's kind of a risk-free way to enter that shopping atmosphere. So what it means is that if you're with your default utility, say PPL, and that's who you get your bill from, and they do everything from generation to distribution, you call PPL and you ask them about the Standard Offer Program, and they'll read you their script and they'll tell you all about it. And what they will do is actually match you up with any participating supplier on their list. It's done randomly and it makes no difference to the consumer. But when they match you up with the supplier offers a 7% discount from PPL's current rate for a 12-month fixed rate, but with no cancellation fee. So what that means is, you know, let's say I'm a PPL customer only right now. I'm with the default service, and I'm paying, you know, 10 cents per kilowatt hour for my electricity. Well, I call PPL and get on the standard offer program, and suddenly I'm with an alternate supplier saving 7% off that 10 cents, and I'm locked into that rate for 12 months unless I find a better rate within those 12 months, and I can switch with no penalty. So it's really a win-win situation, and that's why it's really catching on now. And this year, we're estimating that by the time this year is up, it will have saved Pennsylvania customers up to $19 million.
That's significant.
Very significant.
Very good program. Okay, great. How about smart meters? What are they?
So smart meters, that is the question of the year, it seems. Smart meters are basically an advanced meter that measures your electric usage more often than conventional meters, and it sends that information in real time, you know, much more quickly to the customer and to the utility. So it's done through two-way communication rather than the conventional meters. It's one way, and usually a utility worker comes out and reads it and takes that information back. But these smart meters, it's constant two-way communication with the utility, and they can monitor the distribution system to ensure that everything's functioning properly. So that kind of increases reliability. So there's a couple different functions that they can do. So they measure the electricity used. They can remotely coordinate consumption, and they can actually communicate with the utilities to identify when there's an outage and kind of provide real-time visibility into the operational status of, you know, the electric system and the grid and all that.
Does everybody have a smart meter? Are they going to be required to have a smart meter? Or is this going to take effect anytime soon?
So right now, some customers have them and some don't. It depends on the company and how quickly they're being rolled out. But we actually, you know, passed a law in 2008 that requires all the electric utilities in Pennsylvania to develop an energy efficiency and conservation plan and to adopt methods to reduce electricity for their customers. And part of that includes these smart meters. So essentially, by implementing this law, smart meters are currently being installed, and all customers should be utilizing smart meters by 2023.
Okay. So there's some time to convert to these, so to speak, convert to these smart meters.
There's some time, and, you know, certain utilities are rolling them out, you know, in a specific manner. They're being installed in new construction and at any individual customer's request.
And if I requested a smart meter because I wanted one, mm-hmm. does it cost me anything?
Yes, if a customer requests a smart meter to be installed before kind of that utility's plan, there is an early installation fee, but that could be as little as $17. And you can contact your utility for more information on that.
So smart meters can help the utility restore faster service during power outages.
Mm-hmm.
They could help the consumer better understand the electricity they are using throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they can reduce the meter reading costs of that utility company.
That's correct. And smart meter owners can also kind of be on these time of use rate plans that I talked about last week, where basically, you know, this information is being communicated with the utility, and it's kind of showing when you're using the most electricity, so you know of ways to adjust that. So like I said last week, you know, if you're on a time of use rate plan, you're paying a different rate throughout the day based on the demand on the grid. So in the middle of the day, it's going to cost more for you to, you know, run your washing machine. So you could do that at 10 p.m. and actually save money. So smart meters just really help understand where you're using the most and where you can adjust in those ways.
So it'll help people assess their situation.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Now, do you have any programs for low-income consumers, please?
There are. There are a variety of low-income programs and financial assistance programs for customers who may have trouble paying their bills, especially during the winter. One big one that opened up in November for the season is LIHEAP, and that stands for Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And that's actually run through the Department of Public Welfare. And I can give you a website to refer to for that. But we kind of partner with them to educate consumers about this program. And that provides financial assistance to these households to pay their bills throughout the winter. And there are a couple of other ones, customer assistance programs or TAPs that you can set up with your utility. And these are income-based, so you must meet certain income limits to be eligible for these programs.
How about the PUC's website, please? What is it?
The PUC's website is www.puc.pa.gov.
And how about a phone number?
You can call 1-800-692-7380.
Okay. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. With us today is Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC, the Public Utility Commission. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice large home with a small price. This is a 6-bedroom, 4-bath home with over 2,500 square feet of living space at 302 Willcrest Road in Roaring Brook Township for $199,000. This home has good room sizes, a wood-burning stove to cut down on heating costs, and it is located in the North Pocono School District. It also has a large paved area for off-street parking and a 2-car garage. It has a large rear deck off the kitchen to enjoy the scenery. So if you're looking in the Moscow area for a large 6-bedroom, 4-bath home, give us a call about 302 Willcrest Road for $199,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. 10 best cities for working parents. And this is from the Great School Ratings. Number 10, Mesa, Arizona. 9, Chesapeake, Virginia. 8, Lexington, Kentucky. 7, El Paso, Texas. 6, Garland, Texas. 5, Irvine, California. 4, Fremont, California. 3, Chandler, Arizona. 2, Plano, Texas. 1, Gilbert, Arizona. Analysts looked at median household incomes and factors including mortgage and real estate expenses, utilities and insurance, child care, and data from the grade schools, which compared standardized test scores from public and private schools to state averages to determine the education quality.
What's the best one again there?
Number one, Gilbert, Arizona.
Arizona, huh?
Arizona. A lot of Texas on that list,
never
too.
Never even heard of Gilbert, Arizona before.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney.
Hi, I'm Patrick Devaney.
From Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We are your neighbor, your friend. We are your real estate professionals. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping you buy and sell homes for many generations. Check out jready.com, like us on Facebook, and listen every Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11:30 for the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Happy Holidays!
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11. 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Brady Real Estate. Merry Christmas. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the Public Utility Commission, is with us today. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Thank you so much. The first half of the show, we reviewed a lot of the programs available for the electric suppliers out there for low-income consumers, and smart meters, the new technology for efficient meter reading, and standard offered program that is out there. Anything else that you want to talk about in terms of power and electricity?
Not really. I think I touched on most of it. I just would encourage consumers to at least check out our website and see what offers are out there, even if you've been hesitant in the past to shop around, because there are savings out there.
And what's that website again?
PAPowerSwitch.com.
Wonderful. Okay. How about in Pennsylvania, can we choose our gas supplier?
You can. A lot of people might not know that. It does depend on the area. There aren't offers in every area, but legally, yes. Natural gas is also deregulated, which means that competitive suppliers can, you know, supply natural gas in different areas of the state.
Is it pretty much the same thing? You shop around and you ask pretty much the same questions regarding contracts and how long are they, fixed and variable rates, so on and so forth?
Exactly. It's pretty much the same. There's a separate website, which is similar, PAGasSwitch.com, and that's where you can kind of shop around and look at what offers might be available in your area.
Robin, do you have any suggestions when someone does smell natural gas, the do's and don'ts?
Yes, and we really want to educate consumers about this, or homeowners who have natural gas service. And just some tips on that, really. The first thing you want to do if you smell natural gas inside or outside of your home, before you even make a phone call, get out of the house. Don't turn your light switch on or off. You know, don't use your phone. But then you want to call your gas utility, whether that's UGI or whoever that is. Call them and let them know. And they'll send someone out to your home, or maybe it's the fire department, and they'll check out the situation for you. But just make sure to remove yourself from that situation. And one thing kind of to be aware of is that natural gas naturally is odorless and colorless, but, you know, a chemical is added to it to make it smell similar to rotten eggs. So that's the smell that you're looking for, and if you detect that, that's when you need to act. So if you do smell gas in your home, you know, leave the building and take everyone with you, including pets. Leave the doors and windows open. Get to an area where you can no longer smell it, where you're kind of out of that range. Call your utility. And UGI's emergency gas leak line, if you're a customer of UGI Gas or UGI Penn Natural Gas, you can call 800-276-2722, and that's their emergency gas leak line. If you're a customer of UGI Central Penn Gas, you can call 800-652-0555. And this emergency gas leak line is open 24/7. So call 911 from a location outside of your home if you hear or see the natural gas blowing. That's a more dire situation.
Great advice. How about budget billing for people, consumers, and do suppliers offer people the ability to pay a fixed amount every month rather than 1 month, $50, the next month, $500.
Mm-hmm. Budget billing is great because that's not reliant on your income. There's no income requirement for that. So basically, any residential customer can ask your utility, electric or natural gas, about budget billing. And that basically averages out your electric bill, maybe based on the previous year to start off, by giving you a fixed rate each month, month to month.
And people find it easier, right?
I think it's much easier because you kind of know what your next bill is going to be. So whether or not your consumption rises in the winter, you know, you're still paying that averaged out rate across the whole year. So it's great for fixed income customers as well.
Wonderful. How about there's a number someone can call if they're going to do some sort of renovation around their home, build a home.
That's right.
Whether it be a shed, a deck, even landscaping. What are homeowners supposed to do before they put that shovel in the ground, please?
Mm-hmm. Before you do any digging or any excavating work, make sure to call 811. Kind of like 911, but it's 811. And this is the PA One Call program. And this basically, you know, this organization will alert utilities within that digging area and prompt them to come out and mark where there's lines below the ground. So it prevents, you know, it should prevent you from hitting these power lines below the ground, which unfortunately occurs, you know, more than 6,000 times a year in Pennsylvania. So we don't want these utility lines hit. It's a danger to workers. It does damage to the lines, and it also produces pollution. So loss of service or outages many times.
Yeah, we just had our driveway done, and the guy was called Pennsylvania One Call, and then a couple of days later, there's blue spray paint on the street. There's yellow spray paint over there. So they came out and they marked all the utilities. They did it quick. I didn't even know they were there.
Exactly. Yep. They're pretty efficient. And it is also by law, you know, residents or excavators must call at least 3 business days in advance prior to when the digging is going to occur.
And the utility companies act that quickly? 3 days?
Yeah.
Before the, yeah. Okay, good. That's then you can rely on them to come out and do that. And you don't have to, I would think it'd be 3 weeks before you'd
see
somebody.
No, they don't want their pipes cut, so they'll be out there right away.
They will be, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. It's a bad situation for everyone if those lines are hit.
Well, and your literature even suggests, even where there's those painted lines, to even avoid it within so many inches or feet, to even go outside of that area, just to be safe.
Yeah, just to be safe. I mean, it wouldn't hurt if you have the flexibility to stay even further away from those. At least the lines kind of make you aware of where they are. But, you know, it certainly wouldn't hurt to stay, you know, a distance away from that if you have the flexibility to do so.
Well, I imagine it's not an exact science, and it could vary, you know, underneath, you know, and you're dealing with things that are under the pavement, or under dirt. Okay. Robin, sometimes people reside in areas that don't have natural gas, but they'd really like to have it in their home. Can they do something?
They can do something, and we've started a program to help this situation because a lot of customers, you know, the price of natural gas is going down because of the amount of Marcellus shale gas in Pennsylvania. So a lot of customers want to switch to natural gas, but, you know, there's an upfront cost of, you know, $10,000 to $15,000. So that's not exactly possible for a lot of customers, you know, to get a line to just one person's house. So what UGI, it's actually through UGI, they've started this program called the Get Gas Program, and that actually stands for Growth Extension Tariff Program. And what it means is that it allows eligible customers to pay the extension cost to get the line to their home over 10 years as an on-bill monthly charge instead of that upfront massive charge. So there are some requirements to be eligible for this program, and, you know, customers would need to be, you know, seeking a project that costs $15,000 or more. And it would need to have a maximum project cost per customer of $10,000, or at least half of the prospective customers in that area along the path of the facilities could reasonably be estimated, you know, to convert their heating source to natural gas as well within a 12-year period. So you do need about half the people around you to agree to switch to natural gas within 12 years to be eligible, and there's some cost requirements. But the program's great because it makes natural gas more accessible to more customers, and that can lower costs over time, even though there's that added charge to get the line to your home.
Yeah, if I was using oil out in the middle of nowhere and they came up the block with natural gas, I'm jumping all over the natural gas.
Absolutely, and especially now more than ever with natural gas prices going down.
I did have a question regarding bills when you go on the budget. Mm-hmm. Say your usage changes. You know, a lot of people, I think, don't want to do the budget billing because they think they're either going to, you know, they most likely think that they're going to overpay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in that event?
Mm-hmm. So especially since when you sign up for budget billing, they're basing that fixed monthly rate on your previous year's consumption. So you don't know if your consumption is going to be same that year or things like that. So it's subject to quarterly adjustments. So every quarter, every, you know, 3 months, your utility can change that rate based on your usage. So it'll still be fixed for that next quarter, and it shouldn't be too different, hopefully, from your previous quarter. But so it won't be the same fixed rate throughout the year, depending on your usage, if it varies from the year before.
Okay, well, that's good information, because certainly nobody wants to be paying more than what they should or are responsible for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you pay more than you used in one quarter, your rate will go down the next quarter to make up for that.
Robin, do you have any home safety tips or home energy saving tips regarding gas usage?
Sure, absolutely. If you heat your home with natural gas, there's a few things you can do to kind of cut down on your heat usage. So, you know, one of those things would be when it gets dark outside, close your drapes. That lowers the amount of heat that you're losing through the windows at night. That's something that some customers might not think of. Just making sure that, you know, your air ducts and everything are cleared out and there's no debris in there, and you know, making sure that your attic is insulated and using weather strips around your windows and doors to make sure that no air is lost either way and you're not losing your heat in the winter or the air conditioning in the summer.
And the fireplace, the damper should be closed if it's not in use. How about people, should they install a ceiling fan? Because a lot of times we know heat rises and people feel that ceiling fan will circulate that air back down.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. Ceiling fans are great. Just like you said, heat does rise to the ceiling of a room, so the fan can actually circulate it back down to where you are. So that'll help reduce consumption as well.
And if the budget allows, consider installing new doors, points of entries and exits. Newer doors can be better insulated.
Absolutely. New doors and windows, like you said, if your budget allows for it, almost definitely will save you some energy right off the bat.
How about when we turn down our thermostat when we're not home? Does it take more energy to turn it back up when we go home at the end of the day, or should we just keep it constant and not touch it?
It will do you good to lower it when you're not home. And if you can, you know, get your hands on a programmable thermostat to install, that would actually be great, because that'll automatically adjust it while you're gone and adjust it before you come home and things like that. So for every degree you raise or lower it, you can see, you know, a difference of up to 3% in energy costs. So it definitely would benefit customers to adjust when you're not home and when you don't need to be heating your home as much.
Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC, the Public Utility Commission. Once again, your contact information?
Yes. Our commission website with a lot of this information is puc.pa.gov. Our specific electric shopping website with a lot of tips and things to know when you're shopping for an electric supplier is papowerswitch.com. And our natural gas shopping website is pagasswitch.com.
And the phone number?
And the phone number to reach us is 1-800-692-7380.
Excellent. Thank you for two fabulous weeks of discussion regarding electric and gas suppliers. We appreciate so much your time, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for having me.
Anytime, Pat.
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom Cape Cod-style home located at 101 Memorial Drive in Elmhurst for $169,000. This beautiful home has a lot of original charm. It has a very nice, large, remodeled kitchen with hardwood floors. It has new windows and a newer furnace. It also has beautiful hardwood floors throughout the house and new carpet. If you need more space, the second floor can be finished off to add more room. It also has a beautiful, large, covered front porch and a large Trex deck in the rear. So if you're looking for a great three-bedroom in Elmhurst, give us a call about 101 Memorial Drive for $169,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to visit jready.com to view our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Merry Christmas!
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney.
Hi, I'm Patrick Devaney.
From Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We are your neighbor, your friend. We are your real estate professionals. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping you buy and sell homes for many generations. Check out jruddy.com, like us on Facebook, and listen every Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11:30 for the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Happy holidays!